with stop yesterday about the next rule is about sheep wool, that is pachit, nisage pachite number
Number 16, no? Number 16, Nisachiya Pajitiya, Yang Mao Pi, Toteo, Yang Mao, 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 Y
the story. The story in the from the original story from the Vinaya Pitaka.
昨天我们读了律藏里面的那个故事。 Story, right?
He has to read the story, for original story from the Sutta
Pitaka.
About the Nisargya Pachita number 16.
Okay. Okay. 优多罗僧而行，众人见其比库而取笑曰：“大德，如买若干，有若干利比乎？”其比库被众人所嘲笑，非有称称谓，不是。其比库之所谓称，以疲倦如头目采之。立志羊毛而去，诸比库对比库曰：“有如何故立志羊毛而去乎？” 有如从多远之地驰来此羊毛乎？有超越三由旬。诸比库中少一者非难，为何比库持羊毛超三由旬乎？如是诸比库以此事排世尊。比库：汝食持羊毛过三由旬乎？实然，世尊。佛世尊喝者：愚人，为何汝持羊毛？ 过三由旬乎？愚人，此非令未信者深信，乃至诸比库。汝等当如是诵此绝处。若比库行路时得羊毛，有需要当可领受。领受即而领受已而无持者时，欲自持者现三由旬。若持过持者，虽无持者，即为尼萨提亚巴西提亚。
Okay. Now we can see that one monk, he was carrying loose wool, loose, not binded.
Loose.
Sheep wool. Okay.
Loose means give up?
Loose means it was not just fresh cut wool.
Fresh cut wool.
Sheep wool. He put into rope and carrying.
Uh-huh.
It was loose. It was not binded into cloth like that.
Loose.
Yes. Together and so forth, like wool, uh-huh. binded to rope and cutting. So then, therefore, he put it into a rope, Uttarasanga. Single rope, put all the wool inside, it was carrying. People were joking with him. So then, and he carried more than three yojanas. Now, one yojana is about 16 kilometers.
16, 1 yojana 16 kilometers.
So quite far, it's called 16 kilometers is about more than 40 kilometers, about 52 kilometers like.
就是三游巡的话就是大概是接近50公里吧。
So then, 1 kilometer is quite difficult. 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers, 10 kilometers, 20 kilometers, quite difficult. 50 kilometers.
You know, 1 kilometer.
Yeah.
他扛着这么多的那个羊毛，他走了那么远的距离，走10公里、20公里就够辛苦了。他走了接近50公里。
So, and therefore, now the Buddha put a limit. Limit how much kilometers you can go. This is why you can't go more than, it's called, so many kilometers. Now it is about, 48 kilometers, about 50 kilometers?
Yeah, yeah.
48 kilometers.
Yeah.
So you can't go more than 48 kilometers.
So, if you multiply 16 with 3, how it comes?
16 with 3. 3 times 16.
48. But it's better for us not have no offense. Maybe 45 or 40. 40.
Yeah, okay. You can make less, no problem. Even 1 kilometer, 1 kilometer, he will get tired. You try 1 kilometer, tired.
就是当然从严谨的角度上，我们尽量少一点带。不过那么大一包东西，我们带个1-2公里，我们就够劲了。
So, okay, now this is not complicated rule. It is only now the amount, the least amount, the smallest amount what a monk can carry. Okay, it is just a small amount of sheep wool to put inside the ear. Inside the ear. If you have a
2 year. One year, smaller than one.
If it is offense.
This also.
Yeah, Nisargapachitya.
More than this offense or.
The smallest amount, even if you carry that, is Nisargapachitya. You can see Kankavitarani. Kankavitarani says. Okay, so therefore now, if it is 3 yojanas, if one exceeds the 3 yojanas, one step, dukkata. Second step, nisargapachitta.
Oh, 第一脚超过三由旬犯恶作，第二脚超过三由旬的话。第二步，他就犯那个尼萨切法基地。
So now, there are no offenses. So you can read also the, after the story, it says, there is some explanation. If he exceeds, if he carries more, after that it gives some explanation. You can read after the rule, after the school in the Sudha, in the Vinaya Pitaka, after the story there is a rule.
Mm-hmm.
After the rule there is some more explanation. You can read this. Now here, you can see that there are some monks, they try to use some tricks. Now it says here that if a monk reaches 48 kilometers, 48 kilometers, he takes the bundle, the sheep wool, and throws the other side. And thinking now, I can exceed 1 meter, 2 meters, one, then I will not fall into fence. But the Buddha tells, no, no. He puts that sheep wool and the vehicle of somebody else, so that the vehicle can carry more.
But this time, again, the driver, maybe they don't know, right?
No. Ajananda Sapagi Vida. Yes, anyway, the driver does not know. Okay, the driver does not know.
If driver know, then
Bande. If driver know? Anyasi Bandeva. So then he tells about not knowing. He does not know. The driver does not know. He wants to smuggle it, no? Does not know. He puts it again in Sagya Pachiti.
If driver know, no.
I don't know. It does not say. You just first translate what not knowing.
Okay. 但是我问长老，如果是司机知道的前提下，反正长老说没说。It
doesn't say. The other person knows, doesn't say. But it seems that in these tricks, by using these tricks, the monk can't be free of offense, can't be free from Nisangya Bhajidya.
cannot free from.
Yeah, by tricks, by using these tricks, the monk can be free from nisāgya pajīriya.
如果耍这种手段的话，那个他是没有办法从那个舍堕中这个罪中去解脱的，他还是会犯那个戒。So
now if that wool is made into let me see, into blanket. Into blanket. Or it is used as a nisidana, a sitting cloth like that.
Nisidana.
It is already made, no?
Uh-huh.
There is no offense.
Uh-huh.
Okay? We can tell. Okay, here there are no complications. Okay, so then you can read the Kankavacharani also. Now, somebody, you can tell him to read the Kankavacharani. Because in Kankavacharani, it tells the translation, you have the translation there. Kankavacharani. This rule, in the analysis of the rule, no, you can tell in the analysis about Savati, that he has been, the city was Savati.
Mm-hmm.
You can read from there.
Mm-hmm.
No? This rule.
Mm-hmm.
Nisāgya Pajīra number 16.
Mm-hmm. 开始在运持羊毛超过三由旬的故事制定，这是共通制定无命令的三法心堕落。再超过三由旬，一存超过想，二未超过想，三未超过已者心堕落。在不足三由旬，存超过三由旬想或已者，犯恶作。 在运持三由旬而在运回者，以居住的目的到达后，从此之后在运持者被抢夺了或在舍了，做了维那甘玛后再获得而运持者，再使令他人而运持者。 乃至将羊毛用线纺着，以做成的物品而运持者，以及在蜂房得的无罪。在此学处有五种构成要素：未做成物品的羊毛，首次获得自己拿取或在他人，就是他人是指主人，不知道时，把羊毛放在车秤，超过三由旬。
Okay, now here it is, it says all the no offenses. If the monk carries it three yojanas and carries it back, okay, no offense.
The way must be same way. If different ways, yes, like go to a circle like that.
Yes, carrying back means he goes to a certain point, three yojana, and he carries back the same way.
The same way, uh-huh.
Or maybe a different route, but he wants to bring it back.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
With intention to bring it back.
Bring back. Uh-huh. 就是他那个，比如说他走了三由旬，但是他又给拿回来了，可能不是原路返回，但是大概他还是回来了。
So then, or if he goes, for example, to stay in one monastery, and he stays for some time there, then he decides to travel more. Then again, he can get other, three yojanas he can travel.
Means first take like two yojana arrive a monastery and then can go another two yojana like that.
So three yojana he can go. Because the intention is to stay that monastery. But after he changed his mind, he thinks I have to change another monastery. Then he can get it again three yojanas.
就是比如说他二点九游巡，然后到了一个寺院，啊，这个没犯。然后他到了这个寺院之后呢，他是到了寺院的时候，他是想哦，我在这个寺院住。但是后来他就想，哎，我要去一个另一个寺院。他去另一个寺院的时候，他可以带着这个羊毛再走，再多走三游巡。
这可以不走三游巡。
啊，就是如果说在这个寺院住了，啊，就可以再多走三游巡。
就是再续。
对，再续。
So that is easy to understand, no? There are no questions here. Easy to understand. Now only the factors here is, there are five factors, no? So that this sheep wool, our first factor is that the sheep wool is not made into any item. Any good, like blanket, like that. First factor, okay?
就是第一个要素就是它没有被制成什么物品。
And he receives it for the first time. Receives it for the first time. Second factor.
就是他是首次获得，他是第一次获得。
He takes it by himself.Or he puts to the vehicle of another without his knowledge, and he carries, exceeds the three yojanas. He takes it himself, or he puts to the vehicle another who does not know, and he carries more than three yojanas.
就是他自己拿的，或者是他在那个就是那个司机车主那个不知情的主人不知情的情况下，他放在人家车上，然后超过了三游巡。Just me. One day about the first, he got it the first time. What's that mean? Which kind of situation is mean that he got this wool is the second time or third time like that?
No. It is Patama Padilla means he just has received them. Newly received.
Newly
received.
It means no, the wool is should be new kind.
No,
like
newly received means he just received them now. He did not store them in the storeroom. He just received it now.
Oh.
Now received. And he wants to carry.
Oh, if he's put in the storeroom and then take again, that is the...
It doesn't say so, but because he's... these things, of course, he's not mentioned in Sutta Vivanga. Patama Padilava. How they translate into this? You can read the factors. Number two.
Number two.
Factors.
Number two is fourth time.
Received.
What is the meaning in Chinese? You can translate into English.
Even in Chinese, it's not very clear.
Not very clear.
Yeah, not very.
How they tell? How they translate?
Just four character. First get, four
character,
yeah. No. First receive.
Patama is called number, second, number two.
Yeah,
number two factor, how they translate it?
He gets the first.
Yeah, just say receive, the first receive, yeah.
First receiving?
Yeah, first receive, yeah. Very simple. Because very simple, so we are not so sure about the meaning.
He is it can be that it says later that if it is stolen, for example, stolen, if he received first and then stolen, then he can carry it again three yojanas more.
Stolen and then get back.
Okay, he first receives it and then stolen.
Stolen.
Okay, and then again, if it's stolen, Now, Kondu this is called, you can carry three yojanas more. It's, now, first receiving, you can carry more than three yojanas.
Yeah.
But while you are going, first receiving, while you are going, somebody steals. And then you can get the robbers, they give you back again. The second receiving.
Okay,
second
again.
Receiving, you can carry three more yojanas.
Oh, yeah. 中途被盗贼偷走了，偷走之后呢，然后那就丢失了，然后他再往前走的时候，那这个在路上可能又得到了，又得到了之后，他得到的那个，so when he received the again, he can go another three yuan. 就是他在得到这个，他重新物归原主之后，那个地点开始算，他还可以再走三游巡。
但是班内那个还是没有解释，就是说你新获得了，放到 storeroom 拿出来，这算是首次获得吧？
This one they ask about if put in the storeroom and then take out, is that the second receipt?
Can't tell because it is he put it in the storeroom, he receives it again, himself receives it. You can't tell, it is about carrying. Now, first you receive it in order to carry. The intention is to carry. To carry away, it's called, to another place. That is the intention, first receiving. Because there is fact on because he wants to take it and travel. With his sheep wool, then he takes with intention, receives with intention to travel. This is the first receiving with intention to travel, not to put in the storeroom. From that on, it counts. Whether it has been 10 days in the storeroom or 20 days, the time you take in order to travel, that is the first receiving. That is first receiving means receive it in order to travel. That means here, receiving means you don't receive to put in the storeroom, and after second time receive it to travel. Even second time you take to travel, that second time counts as first time because you want to travel now.
你从那个 storeroom 里边拿出来的时候，你是没想到要旅行的，这个是不算的。当你想旅行的时候，这个就算了。这个就算第一次，首次获。
Okay, the rest factors. Okay, see what the what it says. What is the Chinese translation? But the third factor is correct. Easy to understand. What about the fourth factor?
Fourth.
How they translate it?
It means how to say? They carry it and to go but to not come back. It means go but not come back.
Okay. And the next is?
Not with the intention to live there.
Okay. With the intention to live there. Yes, it's okay. That is correct. All right.
就是后面两条那个长老问我这个是什么意思，我跟长老解释。
All right. Now we'll go to the next rule.
现在我们看下一条学术。
Somebody is to read the story.
Thank you.
Can you hear? Can you listen? Can you hear? Can you listen?
I can hear.
Okay, now this rule, it is not of much use for us because, as I told you now, it involves bhikkhunis, no, which are not existent today. So it is practical. Practically, you can't make much use of this rule.
Mm-hmm.
But we can learn a lesson from this rule, and I will tell what the lesson is.
我们实际操作的是没有什么，但是我们可以从中能够学到一些内容。Now
the lesson is that those days, bhikkhus, they used the bhikkhunis like servants. They will tell you, oh, wash my robe, wash my things, and so what. So, and this is now even in other monasteries, like in Burma, in Thailand, also. Monks, they use the nuns, ten precepts nuns, they use them servants. That's called, okay,
就是从这个故事我们可以看到，在佛陀时代，那个很多的比库，他们让比库尼干这干那，像他们的仆人一样，然后呢，那个，但是其实现在我们反观现在呢，在一些泰国的寺院，很多的那个比库也是让那些实践尼。 来帮他们来做的时候，也是对他们像仆人一样。So, this one rule said, now there's no such phenomenon. In now Vietnam, there's no such kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not telling now, of course, now because it's separate, no.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, in Burma, in Thailand,
uh-huh.
it's very common for monks to use this. Can present nuns for servants, so for example, to cook in the kitchen,
uh-huh.
to carry water, to wash the clothes of monks,
uh-huh.
and like to serve, no? for uh-huh. serving the monastery.
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, this is something bad. Now, from here, we can learn how even bhikkhunis they get upset.
Upset.
Uh-huh. Nuns also uh-huh. get upset. No?
Yes, yes. 当然我们龙树林是没有这种情况，因为不同嘛。但是在缅甸和泰国的话，经常就是有一些寺院，他们让那些石阶尼在厨房 做菜啊，然后那个挑水啊，然后洗衣服啊什么，都这种情况很普遍。然后后来，
So therefore now he had this, none should get upset.
Yeah. 然后所以呢，这些那个出家那个尼师们，他们是，是很沮丧、很失望的，对此。所以这里边我们有说何来的热忱吗？
They have no time to study. They have no time to meditate. These nuns, that monasteries, no time to study, because all the time working. So then no time to meditate. Working.
他们一直在干活，没时间学习法理啊，没学习，然后一直在干活，也没时间去禅修打坐。
Sometimes the best, for example, it's the Dayakas bring good things, good fruits.
Good food.
Fruits, you know, fruits. Good fruits or something good in the monastery. They have to clean everything and give only to the monks. They can't eat themselves.
就是有很多好水果，也是他们洗了之后，全都是供养给那个比库，然后比库先吃，然后等到他们的时候就没。
Sometimes also they grow fruit trees.
Fruit trees.
They have to collect the fruits.And chop and give to the bhikkhus only.
有些人他们还种果树，种完果树之后，然后他们去摘果子，摘完果子再切了再供养比库。
So this is not good. Now from here we have to learn that the Buddha put a limit. Okay. This rule. He tells that if one washes, for example. Now we have learned about other rules about rope.Rope and so forth. One can't wash through a bikuni rope.
Yes.
Now, this is about washing sheep wool.
Who
can't wash this okay, through a bikuni? Because you trouble them. You trouble the bikunis. The bikunis have no time to study, not learn to meditate. You trouble them. That is what the Buddha put down a rule.
就是那个，我们之前也学过，就是关于那个不让那个不能让非亲戚比库尼洗衣的那条戒。那这一条就是洗羊毛那个这些东西。那其实这些都是会给那些那个比库尼会带来很多的麻烦，然后让他们没时间学习，没时间禅修。
Okay, now we have to learn from here that in the end it says you can in the end no.Of this rule about non-offense. What are non-offenses? You can read that part only. You can tell him to read that part, the last part. Non-offense. Non-offense. Not misogya bachita, I'm telling you, non-offense.
主要是念无罪的那个条件。
Non-offense, last sentence, non-offense.
念无罪。
啊，对。
最后一段。
Last sentence of this rule.
就是由亲戚比库尼。
Anapati, no offense.
与亲戚有亲离相处，不犯也开始。
与亲属有亲属相处，不犯也。由亲属比库尼洗之，以非亲属比库尼为之为助力者时。
So then, okay, now it says here in Samaneris, for Samaneri you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if they are studying, they're meditating and so forth, you should not ask too much,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do this service for me, carry water for me, carry this for me.
Mm-hmm.
So then, if you ask every day like that, finish. So they will get upset.
虽然这里面规定了，就是那个像夏姆内利那个在学，你也可以，可以叫他这样去做，但是不能太多，就是要适量，不然的话，他们让他们忙来忙去，没时间打坐，没时间禅修，他们也会很沮丧。
Even so, you have to ask permission from the teacher, because now these nuns here in Dhammikaran, for example, under the teacher, no? Under the teacher.、
Uh-huh.
It is even another monasteries, they are under teacher. If you want to have some service from them, you better ask the teacher. Otherwise, the teacher will make remarks to you. Why you told this nun like that?
Uh-huh.
Understand?
That teacher means Aryananda
one day? Yeah, even Aryananda, but another monastery is somebody else who is
uh-huh.
a teacher.
Uh-huh.
To ask permission and so forth is better. Otherwise, the teacher will tell you why you tell that nun like that.
Uh-huh.就是那个，如果我们在需要那个达米卡的那个尼师们帮我们那个做一些什么事情的时候，最好是先请求那个就是他们的老师就圣喜长老的同意，不然的话，如果说未经圣喜长老同意，然后就让那些斯亚雷们帮我就帮比库们做这个，那到时候圣喜长老可能就会苛责。为什么你会那个叫这个尼师做这个东西
？Okay, now this is easy. There, we don't need to touch more on these points. So, we finish this rule, no?
这个很简单，所以不需要更进一步解释了。所以现在我们这个，然后就到此。
Now, okay.
大德，因我是披鄙夷者，我不去。有，来，我与汝衣，而将衣施于彼，其彼不闻。世尊将要出发游行诸方，于是其彼不如是思维。我今不共长老乌巴那达游行诸方，愿共世尊出游诸方。尔时，乌巴南达长老对其比库言：“来游，今出游诸方。大德，我不与大德出游诸方，我愿共世尊出游诸方。游，我与汝衣，乃望共我出游。愤怒不喜而夺回其衣，时其比库以此事与诸比库，彼等。”比库中少欲者非难，为何长老乌巴那达释迦子自以施于比库后，愤怒不喜而夺回其衣？于是诸比库以此事白世尊， 方能达五十，自以衣施以其彼库，乃至夺回焉，实然世尊。佛世尊呵责愚人：汝为何自以衣施以彼库后，愤怒不喜而夺回焉？愚人：此非令非信者生信，乃至诸彼库。汝当无事送此学处，任何彼库自以衣施于彼库后，愤怒不喜，自夺或另夺者，一萨吉亚哈吉比亚。
Okay. Now this is the story of Upananda. Upananda it is Sakyana, Sakyabutta. Sakyabutta.
这还是关于Upananda的吗？ Sakyabutta.
啊，记住。
啊？
不是，是那个释迦家族。
啊，释迦属于释迦族的后裔啊。Sakyabutta.
释迦子。
释迦子，就是释迦子。
So then,Now he wanted the other monk to make a Upananda wanted the other monk to travel with him,
uh-huh.
to travel with him, and he gave him a rope,
uh-huh.
okay, in order to tell, okay, if I give you a rope, you travel with me,
uh-huh.
and because the other monk.He changed his mind.
Uh-huh.
He took the rope, changed his mind.
Uh-huh.
So Upananda got upset.
Uh-huh.
He took the rope back. become angry, took the rope back. So this is a story. And because he has already given to him,
mm-hmm.
and because he took it back by force,
mm-hmm.
that's why the Buddha put down the rule.
就是那个乌巴那陀长老跟那位比库他们俩约好啊，那个我给你衣，然后我们俩一起出游啊。但是呢，后来这个比库他听闻说世尊要出游，他念头变了，他说我变决定了，变卦了。然后那个他说我要跟世尊一起，然后那个乌巴那陀长老就很生气啊，然后他就想那个把那个衣拿回来，但他拿的时候是用暴力拿回来啊，因为很生气，然后暴力拿回来。然后因为这件事，然后佛陀就那个制定了那个学术。
Of course, the other bhikkhu was not correct of doing like that. Okay, the other bhikkhu who took the rope, no, because he told that I'm going with you, and after he changed his mind, he told I'm going now with the Buddha. He was also not correct. He was also wrong by doing like that. But the thing is that because Upananda took it by force, no? That is where the problem arose. By force means...
Yeah, yes. 就是那个这里边的那个两个人都其实都有过错。那个第一个他变卦了，这个本身他是有过错。但是那个他变卦之后呢，他那个另一个乌巴那陀长老再把他拿回来的时候，他是用暴力手段来抢回来的啊，那这个也是很严重的一个过错。
So then, right now here, there are many not difficult to understand, not many difficulties here. So now, if we see the Kankavedarani.We tell that Nisargya Pachita number 5 that you find it. Find it. Other monks.
Read this?
No. Did you find? Okay, everybody.
那都找到那个地方了吗？第25条，你在千叶八基地啊，第25条，在疑惑度脱里面，140页对吧？140页。
Okay, now here the Kankavedara tells that the monk who keeps the rope, like Upananda, he expects the other monk to do some service to him, some service. This is what the intention he gives the rope. Okay. So that is one point. We can see, you know, you read first sentence in Gangga Vedanta.
Yes.
You can translate in Chinese?
就是那个我们说那个自己施一给后这个意思就是说他给这个一的时候他是那个是期待了对方能够做些事情为他做些服务啊什么类似这样的事情。
Service, it says service.
Service. 就是做服务。
No, it says here service. Chinese.
In Chinese, just do something. It's expecting he do something.
Do something means some veya. Veya vacha means some service. He expects some service from me. I will give you a robe. You do this for me. Service, some service.
Service.
Okay. Service, no? You want to have something back, no? For him to do something to you.
就是这里面就是那个这里面的做事是指的尤其是就是那个五班丹大长老是给他的那个衣嘛，但是他在给的时候是希望他能够反馈一个服务，就是做这个做事是指的是对这个给袈裟这个人来对他本身这个人是有这个服务，有目的的而且是返回这个给袈裟这个人。
我 do a favor. I would give you this rope. If you can bring me water, I would give you this rope.
就是那个我那个如果我给你的袈裟，你帮我拿杯水啊，就是这个互相像有一种交换目的。
So, now and the next sentence is to take by force. Taken by force. Now, Upananda, or another bhikkhu who has given the rope, he sees that the other monk does not do the service he expects. And he does not do the favor he expects. And he gets angry and takes by force. Okay? In that case now, because he has the perception, this is mine. Okay? He has the perception, this is mine. You read from the Chinese?
Yeah.那个这里面就是那个他当时那个是因为他给了这个衣之后没有做到他心里期望的那个服务所以他就想把那个夺回来，因为就好像交易一样嘛，那个你为我做事我给你衣，但是你没有给我做事，那这个衣就是我的所以那个他在里面就是说看见未做事等已自己的物品想，就这个意思就是因为你没有给我做事，所以这个等价交换嘛你没给我做事，我就没有给你，你要给我做事，这衣就是你的
So now because he takes it back with the perception that this is mine therefore he does not want to parajika
okay 因为他是想的这是我的，因为你没有做事所以这是我他所以他是属于这个己物想所以它并不构成巴拉提卡。
So then, now if he is giving like five ropes to another one, and that he takes by force five ropes back, five offenses, five nisagivajin.
如果
ten ropes, ten nisagivajin.
这个就是那个积物品数而结罪的意思，就是如果说他给了五个物品，我给你五件袈裟，然后你帮我做什么做什么。但是他如果说他拿的时候他把五件袈裟全抢完了一件一个尼萨切巴吉典
One rope, one 尼萨切巴吉典
一件已经把五件就是五个尼萨切巴吉典
OK Now, Achintapeya means you Upananda or the people who gives the rope he commands another man to go and take by force okay So then Then by commanding is dukkata offense. Commanding is dukkata offense. If the other monk takes it, the rope is nisagyapachitya. However much rope, if he takes five rope, ten ropes, according to his skill, he falls into, according to the ropes he takes, also many offenses.
And the bhikkhu who take, like, Bhikkhu A command Bhikkhu B to take the rope, what Bhikkhu B offense?
It doesn't say here. Uh-huh. It is a monk who commands is a false offense.
Uh-huh.
Because he used another Bhikkhu just to take the ropes. No?
Uh-huh.
He wants to have the ropes for him.
Uh-huh.
He does not go himself, but he tells another monk to go and take it.
Uh-huh.
The other monk doesn't fall in offense. The commander only forms an offense.
Oh. 就是这里面就是那个命令就是说 如果他命令另一个比库去给他把那个一夺过来的话 那个这个他命令的话 是犯恶作 and the rope is necessary but the rope you take the rope
对,
the rope 那个然后那个拿过抢过来那个一属于舍多伊 然后那个但是呢那个帮他抢的那个比库不犯 因为 这里我要问，if the Bhikkhu B who is under this command and take the rope back by force, the Bhikkhu offense anything? The Bhikkhu B.
Bhikkhu B takes by force?
Yeah, if take by force, but he take it for under the command of Bhikkhu A, the Bhikkhu B will offense something. He take by force.
No, Bhikkhu B doesn't fall in offense. Bhikkhu A falls in offense, who commands. Because the Bhikkhu B does not take it for himself, no.
Uh-huh.
He does not gain anything.
Uh-huh.
No gain.
Yeah.
He does not profit.
But maybe his method is very rude.
but it is actually, if he rude method, no, that is other rules who come.
Uh-huh.
This Achindati means he goes without informing that monk.
Uh-huh.
He goes and takes the rope and goes,
uh-huh.
and so forth, without telling the reasons, and so forth.
Without telling the reasons, without taking, just. 然后那个如果是那个被命令的那个比库，他是用暴力手段来拿回来的，他会犯其他的戒。
If for example, even Upananda might have told that monk before, without taking by force, he would have told him, "Look, we make an agreement. So if you travel with me, I'll give you the rope." If you ask all, because I give this rope because you have agreement, no? You should give that rope back to me. Okay. And if that monk is given, no problem. But what Upananda went, he went angry and so took the rope by himself and so on, disappeared. So this is why a problem arose. Because taking by force is the problem. Understand?
就是那个，如果说当时那个乌班的那长老，他直接去找那个人去商量，说当时我们是有协议的，那个是你要你跟我一起出游，我才给你这个家伙，但是现在你破坏了协议，那你应该把家伙还给我，那这样是一个合适的一个方式，但是他最主要的错误就是他直接抢过来了。
Okay, now, now even other requisites, if the Bhikkhu A, he gives other requisites, okay, to another monk, and he again gets angry and takes it back, is Dukkha offense. Now for ropes, it is Nisakya Bhajite. For other requisites, for example, like exercise book, and he takes back Dukkha.
那个就是这里面的那个会犯舍多的是指的是袈裟，但是那个如果是其他的那个如法必需品的话，他只是犯那个恶作。 When the chivala is only means the three rope or other like sitting clothes.
All kinds, because yeah, chivala means six kinds of ropes.
Six kinds of ropes.
Six kinds of ropes, because material, cut from the material.
就是这里面这个是指的是不光是袈裟了，就是一那个是六种如法材料。 的这种纺织品啊都算。The size also, the size?
Size is, the minimum is one cubit in length and half cubit in width.
That means the minimum size determination.
So, in the same way with samaneras, now if I give to samaneras with lay people a rope or any other requisites, and he angry and he gets angry and takes back by force, he can do it.
如果是那个抢，如果是跟夏姆内拉之间，或者是那个居士，如果存在这种争端，然后他抢了，这是犯恶作，就未达上的。
Therefore, now who was reading this root, he can read the rest. Now from the Sutta Vibhanga, he can read the rest. After the rule, there are more explanations. He can read the rest. You can tell him to read. After the rule, you can continue reading.
No offense situation.
No. After the rule, everything you can read.
Oh. 就是那个在in the Vinaya Sutta, right?
Vinayabhidaka, yes.
Vinayabhidaka. 就是那个还请班内再读一下那个律藏里面后面的一些规定。
好，
规
令夺。
应该是从令夺开始。
令夺者，
令他夺者特的。
是南川。
Especially from the part when it says in the Vinayabhidaka how to command others to steal, to take by force. From that part, that is important part.
这个地方那个他写的那个就是怎么去，就是这个命令的这个形式。
令夺者，令他人夺者恶作，一次命令而屡夺者，尼萨基阿巴提提亚。应舍于僧、别众或人，诸比库应如是舍。诸大德，此一由我与自于比库后而夺回之物，应舍之。我今舍于僧，僧当还与别众当还与我当还与大德。于受具戒者，有受具戒行。愤怒不息，令夺或令夺者，尼萨基阿巴提提亚。于受具戒者，有以想与依或令夺者，尼萨基阿巴提提亚。于受具戒者，有不受具戒者想与依或令夺者，尼萨基阿巴提提亚。与他自具后，愤怒不息，夺或令夺者。恶作，与未受具戒者，与依或其他自具后，愤怒不息，夺或令夺者，恶作。与未受具戒者，有未受具戒想，恶作。与未受具戒者，有已想，恶作。与未受具戒者，有未受具戒想。恶作，或与彼，或对彼有亲厚想而取，痴狂者，最初之犯行者，不犯也。
Okay, so now here, even perceptions, wrong perceptions are not an excuse for not to fall into offense. Now, wrong perception, one thinks that. While it is that monk is a bhikkhu, one thing is not a bhikkhu. And he takes it by force, again, nisangyabhacitya. It's a wrong perception, misconception. That monk is a bhikkhu, one thing is not a bhikkhu. And he takes by force, again, nisangyabhacitya.
就是他以为他那个这个本来是个比库，他以为他不是比库，然后他拿过来，这就是你在写吧这里。
他不能跪在半恶座里面。
嗯？
他不能跪在半恶座里面。
对。
本来就是比库。
对，因为本来是
当成
是
那种
对对对对对对
上班人还不错，
对对对，
他不行。
跟小妹一样，就是令母那块儿，一次命而屡次躲，然后舍堕。
这个我觉得应该是旅行的意思吧？我问一下长老，in the Chinese translation, maybe it's a little mistake. I want to make sure it's about one's command. One's command is to I mean, let me in a command like Bhikkhu A command Bhikkhu B to take the rope. It means like command once. And in the Vinaya Tipitaka, the Bhikkhu B take many times, or just he follow the order and take the rope. Which translation is? Because that Chinese character, the sound can be comprehend like many times or. Just follow the order. We are not so sure about the meaning.
Now the Nisargya Pechidev goes according to the how many commands he gives.
How many commands? Commands.
For example, if he tells it, for example, there are five ropes.
Uh-huh.
Five ropes he has given to Bhikkhu A, gives to Bhikkhu B five ropes. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And he tells Bhikkhu C, Bhikkhu C,
uh-huh.
Now it's called, you go and take one rope.
Uh-huh.
And that Bhikkhu C takes one rope,
uh-huh.
on the Sangya Pajitya.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he tells him, go and take the second rope.
Mm-hmm.
Second rope.
Uh-huh.
Again, command, second command.
Second
he
command.
Takes and so forth.
Second
Nisargya Pajitya.
Uh-huh.
Again, he tells Bhikkhu C, go and take the third rope.
Uh-huh.
Third command, third Nisargya Pajitya.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, according to the number of commands,
uh-huh.
he wants Nisargya Pajitya.
Uh-huh.
So, but if he gives one command, and that Bhikkhu C goes and takes all five ropes.
Uh-huh.
One Nisargya Pajitya.
Oh.
So,
this is the meaning of Bahuka. If he takes five ropes, no Nisargya Pajitya.
Under this command is the situation that Bhikkhu A tells Bhikkhu C that you take the five ropes to me as one command.
Yeah.
Just
one command, one Nisargya Pajitya.
But
if he is separately, he gives five commands, five Nisargya Pajitya.
这里面长老举了一个例子，如果比库 A 那个想拿比库 B 的，就是他们之跟比库 B 比库甲跟比库乙之间有这个交易，就是有这个协议。然后呢，那个比库乙他拿了，他有这个五件甲章。然后呢，他那个比库甲呢命令比库丙去那个拿那个比库乙的甲章。如果他命令一次拿一件，命令一次拿一件，这个有一次命令一次舍得。但如果说他说你把那五件甲章给我拿过来。然后那个比库丙去把五件甲章一次性拿过来了，这算一个舍堕。
Okay, therefore now it is according.
有问题。梵天行人不说，我命令你去拿这个，你拿几件，按照这个数量计对的，而不是说按照命令的。你现在的问题，他说一次命令掠夺者，只不过是他。比库比的想法说，你是不是让我把你所有衣夺过来？他其实他命令有可能只夺一件，他只犯一个罪，是不是这个意义？因为你前面第一个问题说，我让你命令他有五件，你拿回来了就五个罪，但现在是一次命令，比库比把这个衣全部拿过来，他只犯一个，一下子要罚几件。这个区别是什么？
如果他命令一次，他夺了五次，就是应该是执行无误，应该是。
They have some question about before we were talking about this when the Bhikkhu take the rope the Nisacchaya Pajjiriya should counting by the how many ropes. It's one rope, one Nisacchaya Pajjiriya. But this situation, one command, one Nisacchaya Pajjiriya. If one command, the other bhikkhu take five ropes, the Nisacchaya Pajjiriya only based on the command, not based on the amount of the ropes.
Yes, because now you see, now for example, bhikkhu A might have given five ropes.
Mm-hmm.
That's called to bhikkhu B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he thinks these are mine,
mm-hmm.
mine ropes, no?
Mm-hmm.
And he tells bhikkhu C, go and take my ropes.
Mm-hmm.
One command, he takes all the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
All these five ropes become Nisacchaya Pajjiriya. Because one command,
uh-huh.
five of them.
Uh-huh.
Now bhikkhu C does not profit,
uh-huh.
no profit
uh-huh.
from him. He only just carries the rope, but he does not profit.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, but in Parajika,
uh-huh.
one monk tells Bhikkhu B, Bhikkhu C, Bhikkhu D to go and steal.
Uh-huh.
And this steal, all the monks will become Parajika. Because
uh-huh.
they want to profit. They want to have some profit of that.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now here, Bhikkhu C has no profit.
Uh-huh.
Bhikkhu C does not follow offense. But it's only one command, five ropes, on one shot. With one shot, he can get five ropes.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So then, therefore, it is only on Nisacchaya
Pajjiriya.
Translate first this, and I will tell something else.
就是这里面就是说那个命令的那个人，他只是命令了一次，然后但是那个被命令那个人他是把那五个全拿过来，但是这个跟那个就是巴拉基卡里面那个情况是不同的，不同的在于就是说拿袈裟这个人他对他自己是没有什么利益的，跟他没有不存在利害关系的。 但是在那个巴拉基卡里面，他比如说命令了比库，其他三个比库去拿那个一，那去偷人家的一，那偷来的时候，他们所有人全都犯巴拉基卡，因为他们几个会平分那个利益，他们会参与利益分配，所以他们会犯。但是这个，因为这个比库他那个是那个他只是一个命令，他是自己犯的一个尼萨西亚巴吉利亚，但是这五件一都成为首都一，这五件一都成为首都一。
So then, now here again in Parajika, if because they fall into Parajika, finish no. If they command in Parajika, if they these monks fall into Parajika,
uh-huh.
A, B, C, D monks
uh-huh.
they fall into Parajika. After if they steal again, does not count. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because they have fallen into Parajika, there are no more bhikkhus.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, but here is not there. This monk does not fall into Parajika.
Uh-huh.
He commands one time. Nisacchaya Pajjiriya. He commands second time, another son Nisacchaya Pajjiriya. Again? Third time he commands, another Nisacchaya Pajjiriya. It depends on how many times he commands. It is the action of commanding and the action of taking by force. That is why the counting of commanding counts.
But there's if there's no command, it will based on the count of the ropes.
No, you don't know.
But in this part, it said Achindeya, that's this part in Achindeya. Is that
Achindeya means Sayan Achindati. He takes it by force by himself.
If by himself, it will be
yes,
counting
by himself,
the ropes.
Nisacchaya Pajjiriya.
One Nisacchaya Pajjiriya.
Not one rope, does not tell ropes. But in the other here, Achindapeya. Achindapeya.
Achindapeya.
He commands somebody else. Bhikkhu B. Bhikkhu A commands Bhikkhu B. Okay. He tells, and by commanding, only commanding, on Dukkata. And that monk, that Bhikkhu B, goes once he commands, and that Bhikkhu B takes Bahuka. Bahuka. He takes many. Many ropes. One is Nisacchaya Pajjiriya.
After the first only one rope, second seven the next time one row, and then he do five times.
But here we count how many the monk, the owner, as called the Piku E, how many times he commanded. How many times?
Mm-hmm.
If you commanded Piku B to go and steal, take it again. One time. Nisagya Bajitya.
Mm-hmm.
He tells, go again, take second row. Again Nisagya Bajitya. Take third row. Again Nisagya Bajitya. It depends on how many he commands. It's not depending on the ropes.
Okay.
One action, one Nisagya Bajitya.
If he takes himself, he can take
one effort.
One effort, one Nisagya Bajitya.
After he forgets, oh, I have another rope.
Uh-huh.
I give him another rope. He goes second effort again.
Nisagya Bajitya.
就是命令只按这个命令的数量计算。
对。
啊，那就是
如果自己拿按那个件儿计算。
那就是说他这个翻译是错的，括号里边。
你说哪个？
就是假如使令夺取，这个是有问题的。
不是，命令夺取没问题，以计算那些物品数而解决。
在命令你夺取多少，他没告知命令。
就是这两种情况，假如夺取是指的是自己拿。假如使命令夺取，这是另一种情况，就是让别人拿。
对呀、啊，
对，
我的意思说，假如使令夺取，你看在命令你夺取，他没有说几卷，但后面
哦后面啊、哦，对，
计数那些计数，我让你
对，
你夺取，他把五件拿过来，你按照五件来算这个一次命令。
哦，
那不把这，但是后面又说了
对，他说物品数是吧？这个应该是错的。
你要去跟他说一下这物品数的问题，应该是。
物品数是算那个十多一的数量。但是命令是算那个下命令者他的获得罪的数量两
分。不是他那个命令数啊，这个括号啊，是他翻译的时候翻译者自己加的，不是那个疑惑度脱离的那个。
长老已经讲得很清楚了。
哦，对，也就是说他自己加的括号就是他的理解是错的。
The Chinese translation because inside this the explanation now we know is a problem after mother gave us the explanation because in that situation he said if command by command it's also counted by the how many ropes. Yeah, it has problem, I think.
No, it's not like that. Because this is a problem here, you see, Bahuka. Bahuka, it is the problem, okay?
Uh-huh.
Sakin means once.
Once.
He, Anato, that Piku B is commanded once.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And Piku B, Achin, that he takes by force, Bahuka. Many.
Many.
Many ropes.
Many ropes. Uh-huh.
Okay. It is one Nisagya Bajitya.
One Nisagya Bajitya.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because it is Sakin, because Sakin is one commanding.
Uh-huh.
One Nisagya Bajitya.
It's Vinaya Pitaka.
According, but Kankavitarani.
Kankavitarani.
You can read also Kankavitarani.
It's
Achindapeya.
Achindapeya.
That's called. Yeah, Achindapeya. You can see Kankavitarani.
Yeah. Yeah. Just this part is different. It's different with the.
You read this. You can tell him to read this. Achindapeya. You can read loudly. Achindapeya. Can give it to me.
就是那个假使令夺取这一块儿。
啊。
说让我再读一下。
啊。
嗯。我来读。
Read刚刚的 loudly the sentence. You can.
始终在命令你夺取。犯恶作，由该命令而夺取者，以计算那些物品数而解罪。In the Chinese translation, in Gangavitarani, it said the how many offense will counting by the how many ropes. It, it's But that is
in Gagavijarani?
Yeah, here, but it's in the like that. Maybe some maybe the translator the translator put his own mind inside. Yeah.
He tells ropes.
He said how many things the count of the things.
No things, you can see. Yatakani anatani. Anatani how as many commands. As many commands. According to that, so many offenses. Okay?
Okay.
Anata. It is not robes. Chivarani. Yatakani, not chivarani. Anatani.
Anatani
is the command.
Command.
Okay.
那个在以后路托巴黎原文是按照命令书。这里应该翻译错了。张浩解释。
Not the ropes. You don't count the ropes because now the problem is not the ropes, the amount of the ropes. The problem is by taking by force. Okay? It's not the amount of ropes. That was not the problem in this room.
Okay. Benny, for example, I just ask him, Biko, to take another Biko rope back, but I didn't mention how many ropes should you take back.But this Biko take back all the ropes, about 10 ropes back. So how about this?
Okay. That is different problem.
Different
problem.
Uh-huh.
Because now you, how many ropes you give to Biko B? You give Biko B one rope. And you tell him to go and take one rope.
No. I didn't ask him to how many ropes you should take. I just asked him.You take my rope back. Only.
My rope means not plural, singular. You use only singular, no?
Singular?
Singular means, one rope means one rope. My rope means singular.
Mm-hmm.
My ropes, means plural.
But,
again, therefore, you must know whether singular or plural.
But in Chinese, no singular, Chinese, no that kind of formation.The Chinese language know that kind of formation.
No way.
And he instead of rope, take 10 ropes back. But that, how about the offense? 10 offense or just one?
No, you see now, this problem is actually, it's not about ropes, okay? It's about taking by force. Another thing is now, if there are other problems, if he takes more ropes who do not belong to you,not belonging to you, he takes from other ropes, then it's maybe parachika. Therefore now...
If the ropes belong to me?
Like you see now Upananda,
mm-hmm.
Upananda,
mm-hmm.
give rope no
mm-hmm.
to that monk.
Yeah.
He give only one rope.
Yes, this
okay?
story, yeah.
So then, if he himself went and take by force two ropes from that monk,
mm-hmm.
then another problem,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
Maybe parachika.But because he took only his rope with the perception, this is my own rope, therefore no parajika. The Buddha told,
yes.
I call Nisati Vajjika.
Yes.
If he has taken two ropes, that is what does not belong to him, maybe parajika.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he took only one rope, what belonged to him. All right? Therefore, not parajika, it's Nisati Vajjika. But if you command that monk,take my rope, and that monk, he takes more, not your rope only,
mm-hmm.
he takes another monk's rope only, maybe parajika.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Yes, yes.
That is different rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
But this rule has to do with your own property, your own rope, your own, what
yes,
belongs
yes.
to you. You want to take that only by force, no parajika. But nisagya parajika, because the action is bad, force, taken by force, okay?That is, if you do it yourself, Nisagya Vajjika. If you command another monk, one command, Nisagya Vajjika. Two commands, Nisagya Vajjika. Two Nisagya Vajjika. Three commands, Nisagya Vajjika. Not the number of ropes, but if that monk goes and takes more ropes to do not belong to you, then maybe that monk parajika.
If it belongs to you, how about if it belongs to you?
If it belongs to you, no problem.
No problem?
No problem with this rule, Nisagya Vajjika.
One?
But with another rule, parajika.
Okay.
If not belong to you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
就长老解释来解释去，
对对对，
就是按照命令，他不管这个数字，
就是对命令或者是
如果是这个、他夺回来多余的一不属于啊命令者的话，
对对对，
夺取者有可能办巴基提亚，
对
看他的
巴拉基卡，
巴拉基卡，不好意思，巴拉基卡来判断，
嗯。
So therefore, now it is not about the number of ropes. Not the, yeah,
yeah.
The problem is not the number of ropes.
Yeah, yeah, translation
okay.
problem. Yeah.
It is the problem of the commands.
Mm-hmm.
The rope should be belong to oneself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
If it belongs to oneself, you take it. But because you use force to take it, that is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you command another monk to do it one time on Nisargapatimha,
mm-hmm.
maybe one rope he takes. Or two ropes what belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
So or maybe five ropes because it belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? One command, one is activity.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's called but many commands, again, according to the commands, is
activity. Okay, okay. Okay. It's translation by Chinese is wrong. So
yeah, okay, yeah, wrong.
Okay, understand.
Okay.
Even here Kangamitarni
very
it tells very clear.
Yes, very clear.
How many? As many commands, so many.
Okay, 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 okay. Okay. 刚才我们还是刚才那个问题，这回确认了。
现在确认就是那个疑惑度陀里面的。
对，疑惑度陀里面那个就是，假如使命令夺取，就假如使令夺取，就是命令这一款，然后以计算那些物品数，这个物品数它是翻译错了，应该是那个命令数。
命令数。
以命令的次数来计算。
而且不是括号里。
啊，对对，而且不是括号里边的，是那个是原文原文。
OK OK now the rest is easy to understand, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So then you can tell somebody to read the Kankavacharni about the analysis of the rule. Analysis of the rule. It means about Savati. Savati, from that on, you can tell somebody to read.
就是那个
Who was reading the story? Who was reading now? This monk, no? You are reading.
不是，就是那个余赫度托在沙瓦提那一块读一下。
在沙瓦提，乌巴那达开始。在博伊的故事制定，共通制定有命令的三法新堕落，在未达上者存已达上想或遗嘱，或存未达上想者，即使是对已达上者，除了抢夺达到净师之量的一外，再抢夺其他资具者。以及对未达上者抢夺任何物品者三恶作，由他满足或嗔怒而示者，或以他的亲厚行而拿取者，以及疯狂者等无罪。在此学处有这五种构成要素，达到净师最下量的一，自己亲自给予。自己亲自给予自己的想，以达上者，以愤怒而夺取或另夺取，等其等，除了受外，只要与不允许学处所说的方法相似，在此的受只是苦受，从作有想得脱，有心的。世间罪，深业，不善心，苦受。
Mm-hmm. Okay, now here you can see that the factors, the fifth factor is about anger.
Mm-hmm.
One takes this, takes by force because of anger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is why this rule tries to make monks understand that we should not use angry ways of taking things from others,
mm-hmm.
because it's very insulting, insulting, very offending. Other monks can be offended. Other people can be offended.
when they miss,
get upset.
Got upset. Uh-huh.
They get upset. Other people get upset.
Uh-huh.
If we take by force with anger,
uh-huh.
so then that is what actually the Buddha tried to prevent that
uh-huh.
with his rule.
Uh-huh.
All right.
那就是这个这里面就是也是给我们一个提示，就是说我们不要去因为一些愤怒来做一些事情，尤其是这里面我们愤以基于愤怒的心去把袈裟把那个袈裟要回来，而不是说好说好商量的要回来，这样的话会让其他的那个就是比库也是他们心里边不舒服，会很沮丧。
Alright, the rest is easy to understand. There is not much complications here. One more thing is that according to these five factors also, it should be sakkasanya. Sakkasanya means the perception should be that I will take it because it belongs to me,
uh-huh.
with that intention. Okay?
Uh-huh.
One is the perception that it is one's own property. And if one has the perception to steal, parajika.
Uh-huh.
But if one has the perception just because it belongs to me,
uh-huh.
there is no offense, no parajika.
Uh-huh.
But it's nisagya bhajiti.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That is different between parajika and this rule.
就是那个巴拉金卡和这条那个学术的不同就在于说，这个意义它到底是他自己的，以及他存在自己想，还是说他是想偷。
这个就是说不是他自己的，他占为己有，这个是最关键的一点。Okay, now we'll go to the next rule.
Can you explain, because the Chinese translation be not very clear.
Here it is in the, according to the Vinaya Pitaka, according to the Vinaya Pitaka,
uh-huh.
it tells, it is no offense if the other monk, he gives it back. Bhikkhu B gives back to Bhikkhu A.
Uh-huh.
Okay? No offense.
Okay.
Just by himself.
Bhikkhu
B comes and gives by himself. Okay. You can translate in Chinese.
Oh.
Vinabhidaka.
Oh.
本来是 Bhikkhu A， 跟 Bhikkhu B 说你陪我出游，把衣服给你，但 Bhikkhu B 没有陪他，Bhikkhu A 出游，但是 Bhikkhu B 他觉得我应该还给你，或者是我不高兴了还给 Bhikkhu A 了，这不犯的，因为 Bhikkhu A 没有实行去抢的一个动作。嗯。嗯。
Bande in Gangamida is that
Gangamida
In Chinese, I just translated Chinese, and maybe you can see whether it is right comprehend. It is because of his satisfaction or the angry and give back.
Yes, and because like you say, the other man, Bhikkhu B, Bhikkhu B, he returns this rope,
uh-huh.
either with being happy to return it or
uh-huh.
because you're getting angry to return it.
Uh-huh.
His mood does not count, but he returns it by himself.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Just
emotions do not
emotion,
count. Maybe
yeah,
emotion
yeah.
is maybe happy,
uh-huh.
emotional, angry emotion.
Uh-huh.
He gives it back by himself, Bhikkhu
okay,
B.
Okay.
And the Bhikkhu A takes it back, no problem.
Uh-huh.
But he has to come by himself.
Uh-huh.
So no offense.
Uh-huh.
Tena means, in the Pali it's called Tena by the Bhikkhu B. If Bhikkhu B, it's called, he gives by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Either being happy or angry and so on, he gives back. No problem, it's no offense.
Just 无论是生气或者是自己很欢喜的去给回，这个是都是只要是他本人给回，就可以。
So So the second case is if the piku e takes a drop not out of trust, of trust. I will take it back. He will not mind. He is my friend. I will take it back, but not with angry mood. Does not go with angry mood. He goes and takes it. Again, no offense.
就是另一个就是亲后许吧，亲后许就是他在拿的时候啊，我们都是好朋友，那我拿他也不会生气的啊。他有这样一个信，他们这样有这样一个信任啊，那这个也不犯。
So this is also mentioned in Vinaya Pitaka the same. No offense, if you see in Vinaya Pitaka, it tells sova deti, sova deti. Even Pali is like that. That's called that. See, sova means that Bhikkhu B, he gives it back by himself. No offense.
Okay,
he tells.
Yeah.
On Gangavati it tells Bhikkhu B, whether he is happy or angry, he gives it back, no offense. So that is the same. And then the next is Dasava Visasando Ganhati. That the Bhikkhu A takes it by on trust, because he trusts him. He will not mind, I will take it back. So then he takes because not with intention to insult, to make him upset. Because on he will think he's my friend, he will not mind, I will take it back. He takes it back, no offense.
张老师就重复解释了一下就关于亲后许啊，那五要素那个第一个给你解释
啊，
五要素的那个第一个，因为
达到就是最向量的意义
啊，对，这个什么意思，
就是你前面不是解释过了吗？
哦那个大小
一
看
是最小
的，对对对，
所以超过最小量就犯了。
So then, you read the Sutta Pitaka. No offense.
Yeah. Now we're discussing about the five character. Will offense. The first one, the minimum. That we discussed is about the size. The size.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So then, now we are going to the next rule. Everybody ready now? Ready? Okay. Who is going to read?
就准备好。
读一下。读一下。后面一条，86。
26。
20，佛世尊在王舍城，迦兰陀。
这样算不算四条戒？
迦兰陀竹林园，十六君比库于作揖时多起思，作揖思多残余。十六君比库言：“然有我等再起思，令知师之一。”于是六君比库更起思，令知师之一。知一矣，思又多余。比库六君比库再起思，令知师之一。知师矣，思又多余。第三次，令知师之一。众人非难，为何沙门世子自起思令师之一也？今比库闻彼众人之言，非难。彼等比库中少欲者，非难。为何六群比库自起思令之一也？于是诸比库以此事白世尊。诸比库，汝等时自起思令之一也。实然，世尊。世尊苛责愚人，汝等为何自起此令知识之一也？此非令信者为此非令为信者生信乃至。诸比库，汝等当如是送死之处，任何比库自起此令知识之一者，以萨吉亚巴基蒂亚安样任何者，无论
Okay. Finish.
Yeah.
Now we have again here the culprits, the bad monks coming, Chabakya Bhikkhus. So very greedy. greedy for. No consideration for the lay people. No consideration.
不考虑在家人。
Just ask and so.
不断的要。
So then, okay, now the Buddha want to put the red light. Stop.
啊，偷偷放了一个红线儿，就是警戒那个。
So, and, how much you must know? You can ask only under certain conditions. Okay. Now here we have the words about threat. Okay. Threat, it is here there are six kinds of threats. Okay, you can see in the Vinaya Pitaka also. Three kinds of threats. These are the same like six kinds of ropes according to material. You can do.
就是那个，我们可以看《绿藏》里面解释的那个六种丝。其实应该说这个丝应该翻译成纤维，我觉得比较好。因为丝的话，中国人只是指丝绸嘛。啊，在这里面应该就是指线，线或者是纤维，
Okay, everything clear?
Yeah.
It's okay. And the thing is that the monk, he asks this from by himself. By himself, he asks for this threat from lay people who have not make invitation. The monk goes and asks.
No invitation. No.
Without invitation,
uh-huh.
he asks. That is also the bad thing of this. Of this action.
这里面就是他们是为了自己而祈求，而且是在那个没有邀请的情况下，在无邀请的情况下，他们这么要。
Okay, now we can read the next about this waivers. That is that he goes to the waivers. Waivers. Whoever they who wave ropes, tailors, he goes to tailors to make a rope. Okay.
这个应该就是让那个，应该是那个织衣工，应该那个告诉那个织衣工去织布。
Because now the Chabak bhikkhus, they do not know how to make a rope, just take thread and to make a rope themselves. We have to have machines, no?
Yes,
machines.
Yes.
Certain machines.
Uh-huh.
Now Chabak bhikkhus, they know have machines.
Uh-huh.
They have to go and trouble the weavers. Weavers, the people who have the machines,
uh-huh.
in order to make a rope, cloth.
Uh-huh.
Make a cloth.
就是那个六旬比库他们自己是没有那个织布机的，所以他们得找那个织布匠去给他们那儿机器，然后他们能织布，得麻烦人家。
Therefore now here he does not trouble only the dyers asking rope, he troubles also the weavers.
Dyers means
donors.
Donors. 就是他不但要麻烦施主给他丝，给他那个。那个线啊，那纤维，然后还得麻烦那个织布匠给他织衣。
所以呢，
织布。
Well, here the thing is now. If he makes the effort, the monk who took this role, this threat, he makes the effort to wave this cloth with the weavers, okay, By every effort is dukkha.
Every effort.
Every effort he makes is dukkha.
就是那个，在那个他拿到那个纤维材料想要去织布的时候，他做出来的任何的，这个是指织衣者还是这个布的？
他是那个织衣者，就织衣者织衣匠在为了织这个衣做的一切
的
努力，是
他们
做的对这个。
就是对只要织衣匠，哪怕是这是指织衣匠的努力。
对对。
要不要再确认？班队。The effort is means the effort of the bhikkhu or effort of the tailor.
Effort of the bhikkhu.
Bhikkhu. 是按照bhikkhu的那个努力。
还有刚才那个丝绸茶是那个丝绸的丝。中国那个丝绸那个蚕丝。
你说什么？
你刚才说的丝不是纤维，是丝。
不是，是六种材料的丝。
对，有啥？
麻那都是丝绸。
麻是另一种，麻是亚麻。亚麻、棉花、丝绸的丝，还有毛、大麻，还有混合麻，
六种丝吗？是吧？
六种材料，丝是一种。
不是那个，就是在律藏里面，不是说麻丝。
你说的是这个字儿啊，丝这个字儿啊。他说的丝这个字儿、
不是丝。是纤维的意思，它是这个意思。他说六种丝，即麻丝，麻丝就麻纤维。
麻丝、棉丝、绢丝、毛丝、大麻丝、粗麻丝。
它是这个意思。
嗯。
但是你，我先不好意思，你前面说的那个，他的意思是，比库让这个织衣匠，为织衣匠为了织这个衣而在做的一切准备，还没有做衣之前的这些准备，这个比库就犯了错，而不是说比库做的一切准备而犯了错。
Effort of 比库 ，effort 的努力，
在对该织衣的一切加行犯了错，凡织衣匠为了织衣。
是，就是织衣匠是为了织衣，但是刚才张老解释的那个 effort 是比库的 effort， 不是织衣匠的 effort。
那这个翻译错了。
张老刚才说的吗？
再确认一下，您是。This one day I want to make sure the that in the one effort one dukkha is the effort of the bhikkhu or the effort of the tailor.
It's the effort of the bhikkhu because the bhikkhu goes to the tailors and tell you wave my rope. The tailor no. The tailor the wavers do not know.
Do not know wavers.
The tailor the wavers they sit in the machine.The bhikkhu comes and tells, I want to wave this. It is the bhikkhu's effort. Okay? It's not that the wafer's effort. Because the wafers are commanded by the bhikkhu. Now the bhikkhu commands. Dukkata. Again commands. Dukkata. Again commands. Dukkata. Do it this way, do it that way. Every time he makes, tells the efforts, tell the wafers, do this, do this. And he brings more threads. But what does this mean? Every effort he does is dukkata. When he gets that rope finished, complete, nisāgya pacitti. So it's not the wafers. The wafers, maybe they shake their hands like that, like that. But why they make the hands like that? Because the bhikkhu told them. It is the effort of the bhikkhu who counts. It's not the wafers, the wafers lift their hand from left, right. Not the wafer's hand. We don't count the wafer's hand. We count the wafer's, the bhikkhu's feet, the bhikkhu's steps. Every step dukkata. Every word he uses dukkata.
Every step.
Every is dukkata. Now he goes from the monastery to the wafer shop. Dukkata.
Every step.
Every is dukkata. He talks to the wafers. Every time he commands, do this. Dukkata.
不对了，
这就是我要跟他确认。
对，
长老解释。
现在长老解释的是，他如果说，这个比库好像是想要 他刚才长老说那个一步一个一个个做是指是
长那个
比库去那个去之一之一之一厂的那个那个路上走一步一个个做，
然后你跟那个之一讲说你要做什么，只要你说就
说一个说一个个做，你要做你要做什么，
他不像是上面解释是第一项为了
对，然后织好了那个，然后回来就是你自己，
你为了这个事情就是搞清楚，
嗯嗯，
你跟班里确认，
嗯，
我去了这里指挥织衣匠做这个这个织衣匠没有做任何事，
嗯，
那我说一次是我也是个做，
嗯，
你确认一下这个他不明白，
嗯，班里if the weaver he the bhikkhu come and command the weaver you do this and the weaver just sit and do nothing the bhikkhu offends
yeah because he tries
and if the bhikkhu command once you do this and the weaver like prepare something and prepare something and do many efforts only one dukkha.
Yeah, one dukkha, because it is we count according to the effort of the bhikkhu. Okay, if the weaver the bhikkhu tells I want to have this rope done. Okay, and the weaver he calls his friends. He makes a lot of effort. He calls his family, everybody to come there, and everybody sits and does together. Now, how many efforts the weaver does? Hundreds of efforts. We don't count that. Okay, so we count the bhikkhu. How many efforts the bhikkhu made?
就是那个刚才班内解释，就是长老解释的是，可能他那个这个比库一个命令，然后呢，这个织衣匠他会发动他全家人，然后一起来织这个衣。然后这里边如果是考虑织衣匠们的努力的话，那这个是太多了，那可能成百上千的，那这个是没办法去计数的，啊，那。
You can read the Gangavidarani. Gangavidarani also read.
Yeah, the Chinese translation. Yeah,
from the same.
Yes, yes. It's according to, 这个织衣匠，织衣匠怎么说？
Weaver.
It's according to weaver's efforts. So he want to make sure.
How you can count the weaver's efforts?
Yes.
Okay, now the Nisargya Pachitya takes place when the rope is complete. He gets the rope. The weaver comes and gives the rope, Bande, this rope is for you. It's finished. Then he has to take that and go and forfeit, make Nisargya Pachitya. The bhikkhu.
就是织好之后，这个织衣匠拿到了，回去了，这就是 Nisargya Pachitya.
Alright.Now here again, wrong misconceptions do not count. Wrong perceptions. Sanya means misconception. Wrong perception is not count. If that rope is already finished, but the monk thinks he has not finished, it's like a bhajitya. Okay? Wrong perception. When that rope finished, completely not finished, waved.But the monk thinks that he has not finished. Then still is Nisargya Pachitya. Same way if he is in doubt. If he is in doubt, that does not count. Therefore, wrong perceptions do not count. Did you understand this? Okay, see, even in here, you see.
就是指那个布，比如说织好了。已经织好了，然后那个
他以为他没织好，
他以为没织好，
也是犯。
这个没织好是指什么？有些时候
没完成呀，就
因为这个布，我的理解啊，这个布应该在织布机上，那你说他没完成，那如果从织布机上拿下来，他算
不是他那个，就是说他织完了，然后那个比库他可能盯那儿看织好几天，一直在那待着不动嘛，你织完了有可能比库就走，我说有可能。就是说，张老意思是说， 那个这个布已经完成了，但是笔库以为没织完呢，这时候也犯，就是只要布已织完了就犯，不管他以为织不织完，他都犯。
OK， 我问问，因为when the clothes is finished, but it's not offered to the bhikkhu.
No. It is offered, but he thinks he has not finished.
Not finished. Maybe he need know. Like the bhikkhu need five pieces, and he need five pieces, and the weaver put five pieces offer the bhikkhu. But maybe the bhikkhu think, oh, it's not five pieces, it's four pieces, and one piece is not finished. It doesn't mean that.
No, it doesn't mean that. It is already complete.
Complete.
Now he has given threat. No. He has given threat to the weavers, okay,
uh-huh.
and told him, by this much threat, you make me a rope.
Uh-huh.
The weavers finish that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe some threat left over threat.
Uh-huh.
But the rope finish.
Uh-huh.
He completed, according to the size. When they bring it to him, he thinks, cannot be complete because it looks small like that. But actually, it is the same size. He measures the same size.
Okay.
Called. Therefore, now, in that case, now the rope it is actually, it is Nisargavacitya. He thinks it is not complete, but it is actually complete. After measuring, after 2-3 days, he measures, it is complete. I was wrong, he thinks. So, therefore, he can't tell because I was wrong, it's not Nisargavacitya. No, the Buddha tells. You are Nisargavacitya.
这我明白了，再解释一下，就是那个，就是可能这个比库说我要一个多大的一块布，然后呢，那个织布匠给他织完了给他的时候，他觉得这不是我想，这个应该没织完，那有些人呢，他可能就因为说，我得到这个还没织完呢，是不是半成品？那个这个不算，应该不犯戒，但是那个佛陀在这边规定，那个只要他这个完成了。他就是犯戒的，即便是你自己以为他没完成，这也犯戒的。
All right, now, so now, Kanka Vajra gives more information here. Somebody has to read the Kanka Vajra. So then, you can tell that monk to read the Kanka Vajra ni about Rajagaha. Rajagaha. Well, Kanka Vajra ni, it gives the information about the analysis of the room. You go to the Kanka Vajra rule. Kanka Vajra rule, you can tell that monk to read.
Just
the whole thing. Never mind, from the beginning, you can read everything. Who is reading? Okay, we'll read.
在王舍城六群比库开始，在令之一的故事制定，共通制定，无命令的，祈求现。祈求支将令支起的线，在支将织了长一张手、宽一肘尺的量，算舍心堕。如此有所织的衣的增大，由这尺量而罪增多。假如只以未祈求而获得的线而令织者，如在前面所说的，为弥撒奇，而在此为犯恶作。假如与那祈求和未祈求而令之者，以所说的支量之一，如结耕地一般，在不允许的线所制的部分，犯心堕落；而其他允许的线所制的部，同样的只是犯恶作。假如从那未满的部分，在一切部分犯恶作，又或以中间的或线的长是无法的，而宽是不无法的，如此之，则以前所说的方式而计算恶作罪数，以此方式，如以如法的支架。在不如法的线，在以如法，不如法的支将，以及即使线在如法的，在不如法的，在如法的 不如法的，当知罪的区分，三法心堕落，在未令时，在未使令知而存在，使令知想或愚者，犯恶作。在为了缝衣、纽腰带、肩带、波带、绿水囊而祈求限者，以如法的限而令亲戚或曾邀请的知将而知者，为了他人者，以自己的财物而取者，以及疯狂者等无罪。在此学处有三种构成要素：为了一而祈求限，为了自己以不如法的祈求使令不如法的知将知，等其等只与在令喜学处的方法相似，非有想而脱罪，无心的从作才犯治罪。深夜与夜，三心三受，啊，这个是
说的呢。Everything clear? Any questions here? Because there are many information, many dukkhas.
Yes.
Many dukkhas. Well, this is about dukkhas, but. So therefore now.
这里面有很多很多的合作。
Everything clear? You can ask them. Everything is clear.
有问题可以提出。
对，有问题可以提。
Smiling. You can ask any question at all.
我们这里的情况是不是，如果是你支取的是？那个巴拉卡主呢，也就是那个杂印部的话不算。
那杂印部不算。
就巴拉卡主呢。
巴拉卡主呢 ，if he made tell the weaver to make the clothes is for the
巴拉卡主
呢？
巴拉卡主。
巴拉卡主。
巴拉卡主。巴拉干多了，巴拉多了，
Now, this is Parikara Chola, it is, as I told you, no? It is just a strainer, water strainer. Water strainer and a bag for the bowl. Okay, these are the two items which the Buddha allowed. Can be a bag like this, something like that. These are all Parikara Cholas. Therefore, according to this rule, no offense.
No offense.
Small items, no offense. Because if you read Vinaya Pitaka, there are no offenses, no?
Lui Dang, right?也有关于不犯的那个地方，就是小物品就是不犯的。
就是想接着问，就是像这样的那个腰带的话，它是把它归属于那个杂用部，还是就是举例为杂用部吗？
like this.
It's a belt. The belt.
Belt.
Yes.
It is also but.
Yeah, you can read this. No offense. The last sentence of the Vinaya Pitaka.
If you want to know the belt is mentioned to which kind of clothes?
Yeah. Which kind of? Which kind?
Yes. Out of these six kind of robes, materials should be as called this kind of robes. But belt can be done by different materials. No problem. In the same way with a strainer, water strainer, can be done with different materials.These are small called items which materials do not matter much.
But if the material is the belt,
yes.
Is the six kind of material, how to determine this?
You don't determine because it is not the size. The size, you don't need to determine.
不用决议，根本就不用决议，即便是如法材料制的，因为它那个大小在一个这么大范围，它那个大小的话，
if the belt over the size, over the minimum size, how to determine?
No size, no, does not mention any size. Because these are, do not belong to the, for determination, they are not for determination. Because the, you see actually now the belt is this much width, no, width is this much. The length can be very long. But it is not very long, it's a bit about this much like that. But the width is how much? It's not vikapanubhaga. Now we have to learn some terminology in Pali, no? If you want to determine a rope, should be vikapanubhaga. This is vikapanubhaga, which you can make it vikapana. And this means 1 cubit in length, 1/2 cubit in width. Okay? This kind of cloth, you can determine it. Less than that, no need of determination.
就是长是一种，宽是一种这样，就半这种，而且是如法材料的，这个这么大，大于这个大于等于吧，大于等于这个尺寸的才需要决议，其他的材料不如法，尺寸小的都不需要决议。对，宽窄的也不需要决议，这跟绷带的概念。对，切磋过。OK。
This cloth,
okay,
minimum for your hand, for your hand maybe less. Okay, so like this, maybe, you know, Spaniards here. This up to here, This cloth you can determine, but if it is this belt, only in width is this much. It's not this much. No need to tell much.
If this minimum size, you didn't detention, it's dukkata or not?
Dukkata?
Yes. Minimum over minimum size, but you didn't detention it and use it. Dukkata or not?
Dukkata depends on dukkata, because if it is minimum size, this vikapanubhagana. If you can become nisagyapachitya, because if you want to make it for rope, if you, for example, you want to keep this for the three ropes, to patch your three ropes, you keep this for that, then become atarekachivara, nisagyapachitya. So if you want to use it for a towel, towel washing, essence of it, you keep this, I call, then it's dukkata. Because you keep it without the money for wiping the face. So it depends what you want to do with this. Okay? So, therefore now you have to check according to that. But usually it is, yeah, you can see all these extra clothes if you don't keep determined, most of them they become sagipachita. Because atarekachiva. Or atarekachiva. As soon as you get this kind of cloth, the minimum, you must know that we have only 10 days. Only 10 days to determine what to do. Don't keep many clothes in your kuti. next month. You know, come next month. Within 10 days you have to finish to decide what to do.
If you use this over minimum size,
Not detention,
before use tower, but it's over the size, you didn't make the determination. So, dukkata or not?
Before what?
I mean, the tower is more than is bigger than the minimum size, and but no determination, and use once one to come.
No, because within 10 days is extra robno.
Yeah.
Within 10 days you can use.
Oh.
Use for example.
Uh-huh.
But after the 10th day. 10 days, you have to decide what to do with this.
Oh.
So if you keep it more than 10 days, it's sakyabhati.
And if keep more than 10 days and use one use one.
Yes, day. But after become nisakyabhati, every time you use it, dukata. Every time.
Oh.
After you become after 10 days becomes nisakyabhati only, then you dukata.
Oh.
Within 10 days, no dukata.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can use 10 days extra rope. You can go from the storeroom. Because you want to clean your kuti, you don't want to dust your robes. Go and take old robes. Sometimes old robes. You go and take your robes and wash your kuti and maybe dirty. Then you put it again aside. But within 10 days, you can keep. More than 10 days, you can't keep. In old robes, you can't keep. So, in the same way, this kind of clothes, you want to wipe. You wipe, for example, clean something you could.
Mm-hmm.
After you clean, you wash, you think, very good cloth, I will keep it. So then, 10 days, okay. But after 10 days, nisakyabhati. Except if you want to keep it for only cleaning. It's called senasana paribhoga. You know senasana paribhoga, we spoke about. Senasana paribhoga, it is to keep it only using for the kuti only, not for the body. Okay, you can keep it any time you like.
Okay.
Senasana paribhava.
Senasana.
You have already explained this.
I have already explained this. 在这个10天之内，就是那个它是你可以是可以用的。那如果超过10天，它就成为舍兜物。那如果用舍兜物的话，用一次一个恶作，然后但是如果有一些那个像有一些旧袈裟呀，比如说干活的时候房子衣服脏了什么的，那个旧袈裟隔一下，这个暂时用一下这个。这个就是说，在这个时间，这个10天之内，是可以用的，可以那个保存10天，但是超过10天就不能再就是使用成为小豆腐了，然后还有一些，但有一些时候，比如说那个谷底里边的抹布，拖把什么的，上面也有布，那如果那个，比如说抹布，比如说它的尺寸大小也是超标的。但是它只是用来擦地板啊，那个做清洁用的，它是为这个谷底而用的，而不是给自己用的。这种呢，就是可以保存多长时间都可以。有错误？
不是，但是那天没有理解我的意思。我的意思说擦点布对吧？它超过尺寸了。就算它是10天之内的。10天之内，它上面写决议后方可用，但是我用之前没有决议。
哦，
这是有没有罪？我用
这个是那个考试大纲里面，
不是
刚刚那句话，
在你出处的门里的
啊，不是就是那个考试大纲25页那个表，不是九种那个如法一嘛，他不是说决议因素决议后方可用，这些东西都要决议。我的问题是说，你用这个东西啊，我用了但忘记决议，这个是犯恶作还是没有罪，再决议一次就可以了。我想问这个问题。
班内的意思就是，班内的意思就是应该是
不犯的。
又不犯的。
啊？
班内的意思就不犯的。
就是说决议后方可用，这话就没意义了。
应该是10天之内要决议嘛？10天。
他说决议后才能用，应该是。全部都要决议的。
这个那个擦脸布最右那格上写的是决议后方可用，他那就是刚才班的意思就是说你10天之内是不用决议的，他问的问题就是说10天之内，我10天之内我没决议，我
用了是犯罪，
犯不犯罪？
this one they want to make sure, because in exam material it said the nine kinds of table, not nine kinds of clothes. When before we use it, we should make a determination. After determination, we can use. So this one they want to make sure within 10 days, and no, but without determination, and we use any offense.
No offense.
Okay.
10 days, no offense.
10 days,
no offense. You can within 10 days still you have time. But after you exceed the 10 days, is a problem. Become nisaya bachiti. After you use, every time you use, look at it.
那你他这样说的话，就坐具也是十天之内随便用，都不需要写意的。even sitting clothes within 10 days, and no need to determination.
Sitting clothes, you don't need sitting clothes, no problem, because you don't need to, you determine it. Sitting clothes also within 10 days. You can use it.
Uh-huh.
After you have to make determination,
uh-huh.
then it does not become nisaya bachiti.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because okay. It's not extra rope.
Yes.
Now
yes.
Extra rope means anadititan, not determined, avikapetan, not making vikapana. Not vikapana. We explain vikapana. Okay.
Vikapana.
Vikapana. No aditana, no vikapana. This is atireka chivara, means that. Explanation is the definition of atireka chivara, extra rope is no aditana, no vikapana. Okay. So then any cloth like that, okay? No aditana, no vikapana. 10 days, no problem. Minimum size. 10 days, no problem. But after before 10 days, you have to make aditana or vikapana. You have to decide.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, nisakya bachiti.
Uh-huh.
After you exceed 10 days, nisakya bachiti.
Just
在十天，在十天，这那个最关键，就这那个截止日期那个之前必须要决议，或者是禁食掉。如果不决议不禁食，他这个意思我明白了。首先一个过程，不是，他的意思是说差点布跟坐具啊，他如果是如法材料，而且超过这个尺寸的，你最好十天之内决议为他们这个，不决议的话，他就变成多余一，你要犯弥勒加巴结第二了。十天之内把它决议成差点布，你就可以一直保证。
对，
因为它是无限制的。
对。
坐具只有一条，一件。
不是如法材料不需要决议。比如说我一件衣服上衣，上衣它不是如法材料，就是是连会的，上衣的话应该都不能穿，应该是。他的问题就是说，只要不是如法材料的袈裟能不能穿？ 一个是能不能穿，对吧？然后另外一个需不需要决议？If the upper is not the how to say is use other artificial material, can it wear the rope?
You can wear it, but you can't determine its rope. That it is not allowable material.
Uh-huh.
Not allowable material, you can't determine that.
You can wear?
Wear it, but it is unallowable. It's unallowable material to wear it for a long time. For example, to use the rope.
Uh-huh.
Because now for example, you have three ropes,
uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And you have one rope which is not allowable material.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask call, then it's dukkata by wearing that rope, because the material is not allowable.
Ah.
You can't determine that rope.
Uh-huh.
And that rope becomes actually, is unallowable material, dukkata.
Dukkata.
It's synthetic rope. Synthetic. synthetic nylon.
Nylon
rope.
Nylon.
It's not allowable.
Dukata. Dukata. 就是如果不不如法材料的话，穿就是我做。只要穿就是。
Polyester. Not allowable.
那什么什么涤纶啊什么。啊，对，如果是拿它制成的袈裟，你只要穿就合作。
就是说，除了翻译以外，那个其他的，没关系，就答案不同，其他的没关系。但是只对翻译，翻译书印是只对翻译是吧？
就说九，你跟他说九一里面那个九种一的材料，就是如法材料只对翻译来说，不如法的其他六种都无所谓的，其实没有合作。
就是其他六种材料做成其他的
不如法的材料，
其他不如法材料做成了类似的那个六种一的东西，
对，是不
可以，如果使用，except the three ropes, the other six kinds of chibla, but not by the is you making by the artificial material, if they use it.Like sitting clothes, like tower, like that.
If it is made of this material, so forth, you don't need to determine.
And they also can use no problem.
Yes, no problem. You can use it. No, this is no problem. You can use it.
Uh-huh.
No determination.
Uh-huh. Only three ropes should be the six kind of material. Others
yes, allowable. Another bed sheet also nylon.
Uh-huh.
Nylon bed sheet.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to determine it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And what are the things like, for example, now for wounds, for example, you can't have nylon because
uh-huh.
you wound for the wound to absorb. No,
uh-huh.
what's called for wound is bandage. You don't. Uh-huh. What is this? For example, the back of your ball.
Back of your ball. Uh-huh.
Nylon.You don't need to determine.
And use no problem.
No.
Uh-huh. And if wool and like six kind of material and the artificial material mix, use?
Yes, now you see for three ropes, because now the three ropes we have to dye.
Dye. Uh-huh.
To put color.
Uh-huh.
If the color does not stay,
uh-huh.
it's not allowable.
Uh-huh.
Now your, what's called, your nisigana, you don't need to dye.
Uh-huh.
Sitting cloth, you don't need to dye.
Uh-huh.
If it does not take dye and so forth, you don't need to determine it's nylon. You don't need to make determination.
Uh-huh.
But for the three ropes, the main ropes, no? Three
uh-huh.
main ropes. You have to have a good material so that you can dye them.
Uh-huh.
You put the proper color.
Proper color. Uh-huh.
So if it's not cotton,
uh-huh.
it doesn't absorb. The dye flows down.
Yes.
It does not stay.
Uh-huh.
If you wash, all the dye goes. So then that is not allowable material
uh-huh.
for the three ropes.
For three ropes.
So therefore, for the three ropes, you have to allowable material.
Uh-huh.
If you use unallowable material, it's dukata. For the three ropes.
Uh-huh.
But for the towel, for example, towel washing
uh-huh.
the face.
Uh-huh.
But if you have nylon, of course, you can't wash the face,
uh-huh.
wipe the face.
Uh-huh. No problem.
You have to have a cotton.Which
uh-huh.
can absorb the water.
Uh-huh.
So then in that case now, a towel also, if it is cotton, you have to determine it,
uh-huh.
towel.
Uh-huh.
So then what else? You have bed sheet. You can put nylon bed sheet, no problem,
uh-huh.
because you don't need to dye. But in that case now, because you don't fall into offense, because you don't need to dye this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need, it might be something to wear on the body.
Uh-huh.
Then you can, if it is nylon, you don't even to make determination. You don't need.
But some material is like this is maybe 35% cotton and 65% artificial material. It's mixed.
Yes, if the dye does not stay for three ropes,
uh-huh.
the dye drops. After we wash, all the color goes.
But,
so then useless.
Oh,
you can't dye. You can't,
but if maybe 95% cotton and 5% other.
Even our school, 50-50 is okay.
50-50
sometimes.
Ah, 50-50, okay.
Sometimes, something like that, it is okay because some color can stay, no?
Uh-huh.
Little color can stay.
But if 50-50 and use the, like the tower or bash it like that, we need to determine make determination.
Yes, because that also it is a cotton. It
oh.
is a cotton is inside.
Oh.
You need to determine it.
Even the okay, okay. 关于那个材料的问题，那个就是如果是那个就是除了三一一定要用如法材料来做成，因为最主要是那个它那个要让那个颜色能够，因为要染色嘛，染色的话那个如果是人工就是人工材料，比如尼龙啊什么的，它可能开始第一遍染的时候是有颜色的，但是一洗颜色就掉了，那这个就是不如法的材料但是那个。然后我也问长老，如果是那个混合材料，比如说50%棉50%涤纶啊，这种混合材料，它的那个如果那个颜色能挂得上的话，就对染色没有影响的话，这也是可以的，然后当然最好还是纯棉的比较好。然后我也问了，就是关于那个床单和毛巾，这个如果是混合材料的，如果是50-50的，那这个也需要决议。因为它里面有棉也需要决议
不选，刚才说是这种，它能穿刚才说张老说不能穿，是涤纶是一部分棉一部分化纤，
涤纶是
纯化纤，
涤纶是纯化纤，
我说的涤纶的意思
就是半一部分棉一部分，
像我们穿
我再确认一下，
不是你刚才已经确认过了一半一半可以吗？
一半，对对
对，
对，我对我问长老了，我说我这个是35%的棉，然后65%的涤纶，这应该的确凉了。那个这种呢，因为它染不上色，所以这种就不行。但是如果长老说一半一半就可以了，一半一半就可以
了。
不是，它就已经是如法材料了，它就视为如法材料，因为它有50%棉的。
不是，就是我说的意思是不用决议。
用决议。
它是这个上衣，比如说这个上衣它是。不是如法材料，对吧？
不是如法材料，
不用决议。
不用，这个不用决议，但你也不能穿。
不用决议就
不用决议，如果你穿就一个都做。对，但是如果是混合材料的，就是如果是100%涤纶的，这个本身就是根本就没办法决，就是不能决议，也不能穿，穿就恶作。
穿就必须决议。
如果因为他没法决议，所以你也没法穿。对，因为你
不管两种，
对，
一种是颜色，一种是材料。
对，
材料他说了50-50的颜色上得上去的，这算如法。
对，这种如法的可以决议，也可以。
超过50-50的这种，就算不如法的。
但是您问的应该是，比如如法材料，但是它是多余一，它没有决议，这种可以不可以穿？是这一种？
不是，这个就你看前还是第二第一条的。
就是这个意思，就是说，如果是少一，比如说少一50%，40%60%，60%的棉，40%的那个化纤，那么做成了一件上衣，做成了一件上衣，按照你的意思做可以穿。
主要是看那个颜色，长老的意思就是那个颜色能挂得上去，然后洗的时候它不会褪色，这就褪色不那么明显，不是说洗一次之后它直接变颜色了，那个就，对这种情况，不，但是
对，看
一眼
长老那个意思是说，当然是我理解的，就是说这个穿在身上你跟毛巾不一样，毛巾你那个不如法的你都能用，只是说如法的你得决议，你用也得决议，但是这个穿在身上的东西，如法根本不能，
我也
根本谈不到决议就决议的事儿，跟用都不能用，所以根本就谈不到这个。
他说
当然要决议，但是肯定是不能用。
不
说
你对是那么意思
就是
对不需要决议也不能用，
就是
穿在
袈裟，袈裟
穿在身上跟洗脸不一样，标准不一样。
这个上节课已经说过了。
你只要是穿在身上的就必须如法，不如法你根本不能穿，你根本谈不上决议不决议的事儿。
因为主要是问那个混合材料是不是
对，
就人工跟纯棉。
但是你刚才解释的是对的，就一半一半的就是如法的，然后低于一半一半的那个棉太特别少的那种根本就不如法，那个不如法的东西你根本就不能穿。
所以长老说一半一半，但是40-60这个可能就比较真，可能就比较边缘。
能不能上手？
上节课张老已经强调过了，就是说对于包括身体的来说，这是比较重要的，不如法的坚定。
Man，Mental， 主要的。
main clause main clause 那还需要再确认吗？
One day
ask maybe 40% is cotton and 60% is artificial material and it can dye the color and after wash and no problem. This can use as a rope, this material.
So if the color stays, it's okay, but if it doesn't stay in the water, there is a problem, because now we usually, in order to make, to determine the rope, no?
Uh-huh.
You have to cut the rope, stitch it, dye it, and then put the copper bindu and only make determination.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, there are steps.
Steps.
Step one,
uh-huh,
the rope must be cut.
Uh-huh.
Step two, must be stitched.
Mm-hmm.
Step three, must be dyed.
Uh-huh.
And step four, must be have a copper bindu.
Copper.
And then only step five.
Copper bindu.
Copper bindu is like a mark. Okay. So therefore now, you can't go step five without skipping the stages. So therefore now, dyeing, number three, step number three is dyeing.
Uh-huh.
To dye means you have to have an allowable color.
Allowable color. Uh-huh.
Okay, the Buddha allowed, there are unallowable colors and
uh-huh,
allowable colors.
Uh-huh.
Kapya colors, akapya colors.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
If you put akapya color, again dukkata.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, the dye should be proper dye.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it should stay.
Stay.
But if the material is not good enough for the color to stay, if you
uh-huh
do too much artificial, synthetic,
uh-huh,
nylon, polyester,
uh-huh,
then the color goes.
Uh-huh.
So then this is not allowable material.
Uh-huh.
They're not allowable rope to determine. They have to see, because number three step is not fulfilled.
Uh-huh.
You can't go to number four, number five.
But
number three, you have to be complete.
But if the number three, maybe someone know the chemistry and they use some artificial color.
Yeah, artificial color are not allowed.
And
should be natural colors.
Huh?
Should be natural colors.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 就是那个，因为要这个衣要穿在身上，首先需要五个步骤。第一个步骤是割结，然后是缝制，然后是染，然后是点镜，然后是决定。那个这个里面就是说，那个割结肯定没有问题了，那个割结跟缝制没有问题。最主要染的时候，我也问长老了，如果是人工染色剂是不允许的，必须要用自然天然染色剂。所以那个这种人工材料，什么那个涤纶啊这些东西的，在用的时候，在使用的时候，它本身它在用天然染色剂的时候，它就不容易染上色。那所以呢，就是这个染色阶段，如果染的色不达标的话就不行，啊，只有染色达标了，然后才能下一步点镜，然后以及决议，啊，那如果染色阶段不达标，那就不能用。
还有染的颜色如果是不如
啊，对，染的颜色如果不如法也不行。So this vulnerable ask if we buy in some shops, maybe the jeweler the rope is dyed with some artificial color or something, maybe another problem.
Another problem?
We buy in some shop, Buddhist shop. They sell the rope, but maybe it's not the cutting has problem and the dye has problem. Right.
Yeah, that's why now if you need it for the shop,
mm-hmm,
it should be some allowable color.
Allowable color.
Not green. You can
buy
green rope.
And also, maybe the brown color. Color is no problem, but he used the color is artificial color.
Okay, artificial color, no problem. But
artificial color, no problem.
If they buy, no, they get from there. But where after you dye?
After
you dye, you have to dye it with natural color in order to use.
If we dye,
in order to use,
uh-huh,
we have to make allowable. Now, this is unallowable. To use artificial color, but you have to use it with allowable.
Uh-huh.
Okay, allowable color,
uh-huh,
natural color.
Uh-huh.
You have to dye that.
Uh-huh.
And this natural color should stick
to
the rope.
Uh-huh.
If you wash and go, it's finished.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't see, because polyester, too much polyester, 70-80% polyester, the color does not stay.
But
natural color does not stay.
The polyester is the brown polyester. Is the polyester is dyed by the artificial color, maybe before the shop.
Polyester
the,
means nylon thread? No.
Yeah, nylon thread. Yeah.
Nylon thread, okay, it is, but
maybe
if it
the
is too much polyester, too much polyester, too much nylon thread, the natural color, it doesn't stick.
The natural color cannot stick.
Can't stick. Then it will follow. Therefore, you can't determine that. It is it is no much cotton there. So it, the natural color goes. There is no difference whether you dye it with natural color or not. No difference is there.
No difference.
One wash it one time, you wash, finish it, goes everything.
就是说那个比如我们买去那个就是比如居士在店里买的袈裟买回来的，比如说它有那个有不如法的材料在里面，但是呢那个我们拿回来之后不能直接就用，也要再染一次。如果染的时候两个颜色如果没有什么差，就是染上没有什么差别，说明那个天然染色剂根本就没有挂上，那没有挂上就不行。或者是他当时第一次挂上了，但是我们一洗，它又掉了，明显就是又回去了。那只要那个天然染色剂它没有挂在上面就不行。
So therefore now, if we want now, for example, now Samaneras know they get ordained, they tell ordination, Samaner ordination, they tell one day you take this cassava chivara, and ordain me, okay? They know because they built it. What means cassava rope? What means cassava?
袈裟就是我们说的这个袈裟，就是袈裟衣。袈裟衣，就是说，张老解释什么叫袈裟衣。
Okay, cassava rope means a rope which has been dyed with natural color.
Natural color.
Okay. Not with artificial. And the Buddha told both are the natural colors. These all come from plants. From roots, from the bark, from the wood, from flowers, from fruits. All these are the natural colors. You take, boil that, leaves like that, or bark, you boil and take, all you take, this is called cassava. You have to dye that color with your rope. Then the rope becomes cassava chivara. Not directly from the shop. Shop chivaras are not cassava chivaras. We have to make cassava ropes with natural dye. But if it is artificial color, artificial polyester material, cassava does not stay. It does. You can't make it cassava rope because the dye doesn't stay.
就是应该那个就是佛陀规定的染料，也对染料也进行规定，应该是这五种应该是根茎叶
树皮这些地方采集出来的颜色
都是植物的，这植物的那如果是买的那个材料，它那个这个自然染料，这个植物染料它挂不上的话，它就不能被称为袈裟衣。
对，刚才我说那个长老那个第一次说的是说你那个出家，我没听清是出家还是达上，然后对达上
出家
的时候
出家，
然后是我们说的是袈裟衣，
对，
我们说的是袈裟衣
对，
他是说这个意思，
所以就是说必须我们说的是袈裟衣，那就得用那个如法让它染，要不然它不是袈裟衣。
对，
好像长是
不一样的，
对，
不一样的。我第一次不带袈裟衣嘛，他说你要到这里重新上，一定要重新上。
So then finish.
Finish.
Today we finish four rules, no?
Yes.
Without chatting with Muti. Okay.
Saya akan menggunakan sambil
menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil menggunakan sambil men
사미나 카남 부냐 마야다 사바
소아도 소아 아노디다 바
사도 사도 아무다미 오카 사도아라데 이나 카남 사바 마제냠 카마미 바
카마미요
사도
수교다 니부고다 니바나 파죠 아 아게
케이오스
아
No, no, can you use?
Oh, yeah. It is micro.
This kind of thing I can use.
那个，能不能，我能不能考一下这个录音？没问题。但是我不去。